David Astell on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We thought we'd better kind of get the latest on what is happening in so-called Sicktoria, as we have been depicted in Western Australian press. So what say we head across to Mary Louise McClaws, who is a professor of epidemiology at the University of New South Wales. And Mary Louise is also a member of the WHO, WHO Experts Advisory Panel on COVID-19. Good morning, Mary Louise.
Good morning.
Now, the what seems to be a theme in a lot of the headlines is, and in fact, Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has been quoted, it will get worse before it gets better. Do you agree?
It's been getting worse for 14 days, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what's the expectation? What, or probably the better way is, what do we need to do as a state to ensure that things can start to improve?
This virus is nasty, and it takes every opportunity of our human behaviour and built environment to accelerate. So now, from now on, you really need to understand that you're under siege. I mean, the rolling 14-day average is what you look at. Yesterday was a really bad day for you, but you look at it overall as a pattern. And 14 days ago, your rolling average was 79 cases. And today, the rolling day average for 2 weeks, which is twice the incubation period, is 80% more. And so you are really in the thick of fighting this enormous challenge. And you need to bring out every single thing that you possibly can. And that includes trying to keep social distancing, which is going to be tricky. But while you're doing that, surely you now need to introduce a mask for public transport, shopping malls, anywhere where you can't keep your distance, and what we call ring fencing. It's like lockdown, but it's not a statewide lockdown. It's a lockdown of your hotspots.
What would that look like? I'm trying to imagine keeping a suburb, any given suburb across the Melbourne map, in lockdown and very strict lockdown. Paint the picture for me, if you could, Mary Louise.
Look, it's not a pretty picture, sadly, but it's a picture that has worked very well in China. And back in the SARS days, we reanalyzed the Beijing data and decided that that's what should have happened for Beijing. And what it looks like is methods, barricades where people can't drive in or out. You have people helping remind you that you can't move in or out. And that would mean someone like a Defence Force officer reminding you that you can't move out, because Australians are amazingly well-behaved and tolerant, and when the authorities ask them to do something, they usually do. But there's usually an occasional person who thinks the rules don't apply to them.
A toilet paper stockpiler, for example.
Exactly. Or somebody that goes to work when they think that they've only got a mild little runny nose or a mild cold. Now, and so they'll be reminded not to leave the district.
Last question, Mary Louise, and this is a semantic question. I'd love to get to the bottom of it. What is the difference between a spike, which seems to be the language preferred by most news sources, and a second wave?
So a second wave has a lot of emotional connotations, but it also is something that we use when you've got to zero, you think you're out of the bad times, and you're heading in towards zero. But you have sadly never got there, and so you've never reached zero or the end of your pandemic in Melbourne. So what you're having is a recrudescence or a spike. So I wouldn't call it a second wave yet, unless, of course, you had got to zero.
I see.
All the restrictions were lifted.
Well, let's hope that things take a very sharp turn downward with the sort of restrictions you've just been describing. Thank you so much for your time, Mary
Good
Lewis.
Good luck.